somewhere we must come to see that we must rise up and stand on our own two feet and say to our white brothers that we are determined to be men. This is what the movement is saying. We are somebody. We are determined to gain our freedom. And we are going to start with ourselves by freeing our own psyche, our own souls. This is where we've got to start first. For you see, in the final analysis, if we are going to be truly free, nobody else can do that for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do that for us. No Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do that for us. If we are going to be truly free, we must reach down into the inner depths of our being and sign with the pen and ink of assertive manhood our own Emancipation Proclamation. And I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. Always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. High. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
And welcome. Welcome to On the Real Side, December the 1st, 2016. I'm Emmett Abati-Doe. Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. said, if you do not understand white supremacy, racism, what it is and how it works. Everything you understand will only confuse you. My mission is to teach my brothers and sisters how to heal from the consequences of being enslaved. And I'm a river that nurtures both banks. On the Real Side is dedicated to replacing the universal system of white supremacy, white domination, white subjugation, with a universal system of justice. Justice is better than white supremacy. For a comment or question, email Doe, D-O-E, at onthereelside.com or at Emmett Abati Doe at gmail.com. Support the sponsors of On the Real Side at storkreality.com, storkreality.com. And onthereelside.com. Your support is appreciated. We had a major event since we last had an opportunity to visit. That being no less than the passing of Comandante Fidel Castro. And I want to just say a few words in his honor and in appreciation for this extraordinary man who gave us so many gifts. And those gifts will keep coming because he was a man who loved humanity, who loved the people of the world, and a man who was unwaveringly committed to the elimination of exploitation and imperialism under the guise of capitalism, as embodied in the Monroe Doctrine and in the practices of Western powers, and specifically the plantation of the United States of America. PMIAs have every reason to honor this man and anyone else who has a concern in their heart, a genuine concern in their heart for the welfare of humanity. And it's been said by some recently that Fidel Castro was a murdering dictator, was someone who violated the rights of his people and who had suppressed the freedoms of the Cuban people. But for the record, on the real side, I want to say just a few things that this man did under his leadership. Beginning with the liberation of the masses of Cuban people who were held in virtual enslavement by the mafia, who dominated and controlled the island of Cuba, 90 miles off the Florida coast. And they used that island as their cesspool under one dictator after another, a real dictator. And Fidel and those committed to the liberation of their nation organized themselves and defeated the dictator that was the United States bastard. There's a very interesting quote about one of the presidents talking about one of the dictators that the U.S. has propped up. And he said, yeah, he's a bastard, but he's our bastard. And as we have seen that the United States doesn't care whether or not somebody's a bastard, whether or not they deny their people freedom and all the things that were said, that Fidel Castro was doing, these people did and continue to do under the guise of democracy, under the guise of humanitarian intervention, under the guise of defending the world and making it safe for democracy and all the rest of that bullshit. But the truth of the matter is that this man, one of his first commitments to the people was when he announced at the United Nations that his nation was going to eliminate illiteracy in 1 year. And today, Cuba has the highest literacy rate of any nation on the planet. Everyone in Cuba knows how to read and write. They defended their right for self-determination by defeating the reactionary forces paid for by the CIA at the Bay of Pigs. And during that time, they were conducting the program to eliminate illiteracy. And 300,000 young people, many of them barely children, went into the countryside and taught their neighbors how to read and how to write at night as they worked with the peasants in the fields by day. This man also, and the story that's a beautiful story, is Maestra. It's a documentary, a wonderful documentary, Maestra, teacher, that tells the story of these young people and the resolve of the Cuban government to eliminate illiteracy. And they did in 1 year. PMIA should also be very very aware that even that nonsense that they call a election, that charade that went on in South Africa with Nelson Mandela, even that piece of theater would not have been possible had it not been for the bravery and the determination of Fidel Castro, to not just be concerned about the liberation of the Cuban people, but by understanding that as long as there was oppression anywhere, the Cuban people and their revolution was not secure. And Africa called and asked for help. And the only one who responded against the advice of their backer, which was the Soviet Union, was Fidel Castro, who said that if we are unwilling to fight for the freedom of others, we will not be willing to defend and fight for our own. And 300,000 Cubans went to Africa, put their lives on the line to support legitimate people's struggles to throw off imperialism, to throw off capitalism, to throw off slavery. And over 2,000 Cubans sacrificed their lives. And they are regarded as heroes by the Cuban people, as all Africans should hold them in our hearts with high esteem and gratitude. Even though African leadership squandered the sacrifice for the most part, Fidel Castro and the Cuban people did their part and gave Africa a chance. Fidel counseled Hugo Chavez and Cuba did not have the economic industrial power and might of Venezuela. And it was such a threat to the one world government, boys, to have a Hugo Chavez being a chip off the old block, as it would say, of a Fidel Castro, a man committed unwaveringly to the liberation of all people. And I remember saying in an interview that Hugo Chavez would be a significant leader in the world. if they didn't kill him first. And unfortunately, Hugo Chavez made the same mistake that Toussaint Louverture made, the liberator of the Haitian people. And Chavez made the same mistake and had as a confidant, to have as an advisor those who were loyal and committed to another system, another God. That Fidel avoided and prevented from happening to him. And he passed quietly in the company of loving people, loving family, and an adoring nation at 90. There is no question in my mind that Donald Trump will do everything to reverse the little progress that was made, symbolic progress, I might also add, of normalization. And one must understand why normalization with a black nation, normalization with a third world nation that has the audacity to think that it has the right of self-determination. A third world nation that thinks that it has a right to its resources to be used for the benefit of its people and not for some money-hungry you-know-whos on Wall Street, London, and Rome, and Paris. They have the same enemy that the Haitian people have today. And make no mistake about it, that is the issue. World domination and colonization never stopped. The decree by the Pope that set in motion the death of hundreds of millions has never been rescinded. That undergirds the very foundation of white domination, white subjugation, and the alienation of one's humanity from another. Because of the color of their skin. But more importantly, because these bastards want control of the resources that rightfully don't belong to them. And Donald Trump is an imperialist who serves the god of imperialism, colonization, subjugation, exploitation, and he will not allow, will not abide any nation that resist and says no. As Muammar Gaddafi said no. As Patrice Lumumba said no. And other great leaders, NASA said no. And the only Uncle Toms that are running around are the ones who have said yes. I will be your fool and a tool to subjugate my people. And they are well rewarded, celebrated and recognized, like that thing called Nelson Mandela. And Obama. Today, part four, understanding and healing PMIA survivor syndrome. Part four. On the real side.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty,
and justice for all.
I went to day school, I went to night school. They gave me a diploma when I was through. I learned that air was clean and sex was dirty. That two made four. Well, I'm not so sure anymore. There's something funny going on.
There's something funny going on, going on.
There's something funny going on.
and he steals a dime. He writes a best-selling book, and I do the time. I steal a nickel, and he steals a dime.
There's something funny going on. What do we mean by understanding and healing PMIA survivor syndrome? Traumatic bonding is the short answer. That those people who have been systematically oppressed, those people who have been systematically subjected to the most sophisticated scientific brainwashing techniques and technology, are hurt, are ill, and in their illness, they identify with the very people and the very system that's made them ill in the first place. We in our community, PMIA, have been misled in celebrating the so-called Buffalo Soldier. And the Indians never called them that. I got that on very good advice. And the Tuskegee Airmen. And the military. And going into the military and making the military a career is one of the job opportunities that's espoused by house nigger leadership to young people, male and female. The truth be damned. Why should the descendant or someone that was a slave a few months before be at war with a people who did nothing to them? How can those who willingly gave their lives to fight a white man's war in Europe, how can they be revered when their cousins were subject to being lynched on the streets of America? In the countryside of America, as many servicemen of World War I and World War II found themselves being lynched in their army uniform because their so-called service meant nothing. It was just another nigger. And for that, black people have raised their sons and daughters to offer up their lives, to put themselves in harm's way for something that has nothing to do with them other than to provide a source of income. But if we didn't teach our young people this stupidness of go to college, get a good education, and get a good job, young people might understand that they are the job, that they're the ones who have the ability to create opportunities to generate income. It's not a job you want. It's not a job anybody needs. Rich people ain't got no jobs. You hit the lotto today and you ain't got a job no more. So it's income you want. It's income you need. And I submit, as I had a lawn care service at one time, and somebody came up to me as I was refueling my vehicles and identified themselves as a teacher and asked if I would be willing to come and talk to his class. And I said I most definitely would. And the message that I want to bring to their class, to your class, is that they don't have to worry about going in debt to get a piece of paper that's as useless as tits on a bull and have a debt of $100,000 or more that they'll never repay. When they can invest a couple of $100 into a lawnmower, into a lawn mowing machine, and make $20,000 to $30,000 their first year in business with no debt. But we have been so brainwashed, we've been so traumatized that our women have been conditioned to say they don't want nobody that's got dirty fingernails. They don't want anybody that's got rough hands. They don't want anybody that works, that labors. No, they want a pretty boy. They want some useless piece of shit that can't do nothing except be a tool and a fool for somebody else. That's the sex symbol that black women have been brainwashed into admiring and wanting to be the father of their children. Somebody who, it's like Howard Hughes was asked, what beauty queen would he want to be stranded on an island with? And he said, I'm not interested in being stranded on the island with the most beautiful woman in the world. I want to be on an island with the best boat builder in the world. And unfortunately, we haven't gotten that message. Because all the house niggas and those who don't even know that they tools and fools promote the stupidity of our youth to keep repeating the same mistake generation after generation after generation after generation. And if there's a concern that you might have that I'm being very harsh or unfair, I challenge you to look at the stats because the numbers are there. and see how many people that played the game and got the piece of paper right along with the debt, the student loan debt that they'll never pay off, that's messed up their credit, that's messed up their lives. Ask them, look at the numbers and see how many got jobs in the position that they were qualified to get. And I believe it is still the same today as it was when I was a boy, that the U.S. Post Office had the highest level of people with college degrees. The U.S. government employs the highest number of people with degrees when the qualification is a high school diploma. But PMIAs invest thousands and thousands of dollars to wind up with a job that they could have without a debt. And that's a damn shame. But this is part of the confusion, because PMIAs are not taught to understand what white supremacy is about. It's not about anything that has to do with your good, your benefit, either now or future. They've gotten slick with it, but this thing that's getting ready to happen to America, called Donald Trump, is going to disabuse the dumbest nigga of the fantasy of America. America was and remains a nation part of a worldwide white domination system and model of subjugating everybody else under the thumb, under the boot of a few bastards. Every single time I bear to see this man as he struts and pouts and postures, I can't help but recall the same bombosity, the same peacock syndrome as Benito Mussolini, the dictator of Italy, the one who invaded Ethiopia and caused the death of millions using poison gas and all the things that were declared not to be used in warfare, Benito Mussolini used against African people. As his henchman Graziani used tanks to crush the Bedouins in Libya and violated every rule in the book. As white people, under the direction of, you don't have to be concerned about your conscience because black people don't have souls. You have to understand that that is what the Pope of Rome told and it has been reinforced and repeated and has not changed, that a racist has no reason to be concerned about his or her soul, because the victim of their madness is not a human being. And they have no more compunction of doing to you as a person who falls within that category than you have when you eliminate a nest of fire ants or exterminate roaches or swat a fly or a mosquito. And it doesn't keep you awake at all, wondering about the babies that that female mosquito won't be able to have because you prevented her from fertilizing her eggs with your blood. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Benito Mussolini, who Sophia Loren, sister married into his family, said that fascism could better be called corporatism. We've been brainwashed with this Nazi Holocaust nonsense to where when you hear the word fascism, you think about Hitler. You've been conditioned to think about so-called Nazi Germany when you hear the word fascism. But fascism is not about, it's not about Nazi Germany in the past. It's about corporatism that was going on in Nazi Germany in the past. Corporatism that was going on in England to this day. Corporatism that is going on in the United States today. Corporatism that is going on in Israel today, corporatism that is going on in France today, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it's getting worse. And they're going to disguise corporatism with occasional reference to what's going on as this person being a fascist. And part of the misunderstanding that we have as a people is the trichnology that is employed with words. With words. And labels. Which are words. What do you use to think with? What is the primary tool that human beings must use to think with? And the answer is words. In whatever language, the mind must have, must use symbols in the form of words to think. Helen Keller, a wonderful woman that I had the privilege of being in her presence when I was a child. A memorable experience for me. Was asked what was it like before she was given the gift of language by an extraordinary teacher, Annie Sullivan. What was it like? She says there was nothing. And the interviewer couldn't appreciate what she said and asked her again. She elucidated on her response and said there was nothing, that before she had words in which to use, there was nothing. So if you have and you're content with a limited vocabulary, know that that in effect limits your ability to think. And that's why they encourage and promote this nonsense from generation to generation with a new language, hip hop this time, jive one time, hip talk another time, you know, whatever it is, it is designed and intended to cause you not to be able to think and communicate with those who know more than you do because they were here longer than you. And they figured it out. But because they don't know your language, because you don't, and you've been conditioned not to respect people who don't know your language, and you're into this nonsense called old school, new school stuff. I mean, that really should make you think as to whether or not you're able to think, because there's only school. There's only school. And school's never out, because the need to learn is constant. The need to learn should be one of the most motive forces in a person's life. But by the time you go through the Jewish, German, Prussian educational model, you're so disgusted with the idea of reading. You're so turned off with the idea of learning, because you've been conditioned to be turned off because there was no reward for the suffering and the agony and the pain of getting them chicken scratch marks on a piece of paper. And you wondered quite often, what am I doing this for? What does this have to do with what I want to do with my life? But because of the reinforcement, because of the hammer and what is it? The velvet or the thorns. If you don't go along with this, that's why this image of the goddess of justice that's supposed to be blindfolded. And the reason why they blindfold the bitch is because she'll peek, you know, she will look. And if she can tell by other means, justice is going to be influenced. Her justice, because that's their system. That's their system. And if you don't like what their system determines as justice, she's got the sword, she's got the police, she's got the sheriffs, she's got the marshals, she's got the FBI, she's got the CIA, she's got all these different agents to reinforce. The message that causes you to think that right is wrong. And even worse, not care to know the difference. For On the Real Side, December the 1st, 2016. I'm Emmett Abatido.
And somewhere we must come to see that we must rise up and stand on our own 2 feet. Say to our white brothers that we are determined to be men. This is what the movement is saying. We are somebody. We are determined to gain our freedom. And we are going to start with ourselves by freeing our own psyche, our own souls. This is where we've got to start first. For you see, in the final analysis, if we are going to be truly free, nobody else can do that for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do that for us. No Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do that for us. If we are going to be truly free, we must reach down into the inner depths of our being and sign with the pen and ink of assertive manhood, our own Emancipation Proclamation.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry